Good afternoon and welcome to the last edition of the program Midday Show for this week. We come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM and on the internet www.radiodemocracy.sl. My name is Abdullahi Bla. Like all time inside this program, we get plenty news, information, entertainment. So stay with me inside the next 1 hour for the program Midday Show, where they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. If you're in our house, you're in our office, or say if you're inside transport, don't forget you can be part of this program by way how you go send text message to the number 077-981-981. Don't forget the number where you go send text message for be part of the program. Now 077-981-981. The program na Midday Show and it come to you from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM na Freetown. We dey push the program go before and bring you with first issue. Tomorrow, Saturday, June 10, the Leone Star National Team go play against the Harambee Stars of Kenya inside the 2019 Africa Cup of Nations qualifying series, and this game will play at the National Stadium. We will be the first game where Saloon will play. But how the Leone Star team don't prepare for this game? The reporter Musa Kamara go find out and put this report together.
That na sound from one of the training session them of the Saloon national team, Leone Stars, as they prepare for play the Kenyan national team Saturday, May 10 this year for SECA, the 2019 African Cup of Nations qualification. John Kista, na the newly appointed coach for the Saloon national team, he starts for talk both in job as Leone Stars coach and in vision for the team.
There's a big job, there's a lot of work to be done. I think that's the importance of what we're going into. You know, it's not just about the appointment, it's what is ahead of us, and that's what we're thinking about in terms of, you know, with thought process. But you know, it's a job, we just have to approach it in a frame of mind, and that's what we're doing.
Now, what's your vision for the team?
Progression. We want to progress as a country, we want to progress in terms of qualifications, we want to try and lift the country into another level. So that's what it's been. It's not an easy task. It's a difficult job. There's always work to be done. But we're prepared to do the work, and that's what we're doing.
But how prepare John Kista day for the Saturday game against Kenya?
There's a lot of stuff we know about, you know, Kenya. You know, we're still doing our homework. You know, it's not easy. You know, as head coach, there's a lot of work to be done, and we're doing that. You know what we. But then again, we've got to worry about what we do in terms of how we go. Not too much on the opposition, but we just need to get the tiny details that's going to help us in terms of how we go.
I think what has been very good already is the application. You know, we've gone to Liberia over there with 90% of home-based boys, you know, which was good for their own development. And now we've come in again to the foreign-based players, and the home-based that has been selected to join the foreign base. And what has been good in the last 2 days that we've worked together is the application has been very, very good. You know, we're trying to work around the discipline in terms of how we play, how we go about approaching stuff, how we deal with situations.
What in some Saloon people expect from the national team?
Lady, we recount Kenya, and I wish the team a very good luck for the win and first game, yeah, so that then go prepare for the return leg in Kenya. So I expect for maybe get a mixed team, make it not be all in professional, because like the brother and self at home, they do it very well.
No, actually, I wish them the best, but it's like they always disappoint me. For the past years, they were going to see, they were going to watch game, they had to perform somehow. Now they won't base them, they see so they perform well, they don't put it on the field. I got plan for watch game as long as money, but the money they are going to say 15,000, they reduce our because I play noisy. Yes, if not 10,000 will go, but that 15,000 they go cost your Marco. And right now, you know, easy, they can't see right now. I'll store it now, they buy right now, bro.
Well, we've got this game skin up. My new expectation, Andy, we come in as a Luna. The Port Academy, actually, we set his concern. Because we play one season, he has got score on a 5. Most of the score 3 games, 10 goals, we're not getting a salute. So, I've seen a problem, Andy. Well, the coach at least, my name player them. If I know the player, they will score. Because, you know, they see goal. Because we're not going to leave, even though they play pass inside area. If I hear say the highest goal score on a 5, so no guys come on a saloon. But we will play for this game, we will get 3. Big 3. We come in a saloon. Because I heard yesterday say 15,000. Now look at me, I know more than make a show. I'm more than make like them 10,000, I know my figure. At least, man, I go turn up. Because the more we get support, the more we win.
As Kalon people get concerned, for Seka, the way how Lyon star no they score plenty goal, John Kista been respond to this concern.
Listen, you know, as a coach, you can only try and improve the players in goal scoring. Goal scoring is a knack, okay? And I don't think in Sierra Leone we've had that for a long, long time. You know, we don't have that goal scorer that's going to give us, you know, 10, 15 goals. Even if you think about the Premier League, you know, we don't have that goal scorer that's going to go between over 20 goals. So it's a knack. And we've not been blessed with that as a nation. But we've just got to keep improving it. And the only way we can keep improving it is by doing drill sessions and sessions and getting them into good habits, finishing and finishing and finishing. Hopefully that will give them that will get them into the good habits in terms of goal scoring.
John Kista carry on say, even though 2.4 base player them, where the Salon Football Association invites not come, he still hope say, the one them will come, plus the home base them, go able make them get positive results.
There's one obviously that hasn't turned up, which is Mustafa Dumbia. Really disappointed with that. But then again, the boys got personals, and we've got to respect that. We've got to wish him the best. There's Alhaji Kamara as well. We wanted to bring him in, but you know we've got to be very, very careful with his situation as well in America. So with that, we cannot guarantee what is required for us to bring Alhaji in as an FA. So we've got to look after the safety of the boy himself. And so we're going to look at that and see what happens with that. We'd love to have those two players, you know, to be more healthy in terms of competitiveness and competition for places. But hey, you know, we've brought other players in. You know, it's about the country, it's about a group of players, it's not about individuals. So hopefully the ones that are coming in will make a difference as well.
But how prepare the players then they for this game?
It's Nakai Kamara. Always honor the call we get called for representing country, and really we're there, everyone, all the players and everybody ready for play. And you know, don't say I'm open a game, but you know, we definitely expect Kenya. This is a really tough group, but at the same time we'll come, you know, as a team. We don't prepare the coaching staff, you know, they do really, really well. New coaching staff, a few new players that will come on camp, and fans that for come and really show support, because again, you don't say, you know, football don't really the sleep inside Salon. So you know, and fans that come out there and support, you know, we and personally, you know, I get love for all the people them, and we really do want for the country, and as we do want for the country, we just want the country also for show us support. You know, we know want no negativity. We just really want to go forward and be able to go forward without, you know, the help and support of everybody.
And then Kamara, represent the country, and we believe so. We do the best for the country as we usually do. We always give up to them, just because sometimes just one or two hiccups around to let we out of the competition. But we believe so this time out we will correct the mistake and do the right thing.
From 1996, where Salon played their last African Cup of Nations, some people at Salon still believe say Salon will able qualify for the 2019 African Cup of Nations. Inside, then they are the same group with Ghana, Ethiopia, and Kenya. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Musa S. Kamara, the report.
Plenty thank you to Musa S. Kamara for that report. They well, and no say, you the listener host, you don't day in high momentum for the game where Salon gets for play tomorrow against Kenya. And I know say, all man get up say Salon go trash Kenya tomorrow. Well, me give me one prediction where I go get at the end of the program, but not forget the program you listen to now, meet the show where they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. You can be part of the program, you can send what you think. But that story that we just don't hear on the number 077-981-981, and we go hit them with the push the program go before and bring you another issue. Inside May this year, the National Civil Registration Authority been start for register people and picking them all over the country for get one data base where governments go to use for bring development in the country and serve the ID card to people them where then go use na all ECOWAS country them. But this being time, plenty people don't raise concern them say they don't know about this process. For the camera, na Director General, na the National Civil Registration Authority, he say the education we not did too much but this process now because the authority now gets better couple for continue with the awareness we go make the engage all man of the country. For the camera explain more about this to the reporter Usman Kamara.
We got engaged school authorities the long time before this time. 1 month before the voter registration start, the Minister of Education, they're very cooperative. So they summon all the education stakeholders there from the provinces that can afflict us. We will be big meeting next the conference call. We will provide per diem voluntary for the people in cover to this. And I think we agree for some schools that will involve. But what if I am not good by then, when they extend the next voter registration, we may be starting now on time. But even when we begin this, we send letters then to the institutions then. So we they come. We even give them, we do what they call sample questions that we'll send when it came to the interior, because we know so most of the parents are very busy.
So basically again the concern we really raise now that forum let they go host to host for the register picking them.
Even the schools we not get enough equipment for going that all the schools are this one because we just have close to 4,000. Even then 4,000 they need to only be able to be done every day, so be done every day, so that 3,200. Even the schools have occupied that day. Now we continue. Let alone you talk about going house to house. You know what we need to target. And now, as I tell you, we will be at the correctional centers. Like yesterday, when I was in Paraba, we registered 423. Outside the register, we will go at the places that we go at the old people's home, even Christian, when we register there. Because civil registration is universal. So we just beg you, just try to locate with the IRS registration center, you register it.
Okay, so what are the mechanism really actually the institution don't put in place for tackle most of them problems that happen?
We first of all now we communication with the various authorities there. As I tell you, everything now money right now has been a big threat. Yesterday only Eritrea because the PTA don't work for 3 weeks, we need for pay them. And the contract we sign. Now every 2 weeks, now the document is saying they down to we all the sacrifice, even now as I talk, we will not get money, we will be ending the Ministry of Finance. Even fear for putting them to come for good places for transport people. To be honest, we will not get that. But we are determined and I believe government back determined for not one. I believe for certificate not beyond, they will not provide money so that we will be able to target many places before the mass registration stop.
Then the tell you process for starting or start dating in the waiting on the problem when it happens.
My logistical problem is I tell you now, civil registration are 100% government sponsored. They don't try. All this equipment will get so that government back that will ban 100% of the assist them.
So how the population not talent?
Now I get 2 Land Rover, one mount public at the system. The one in the east and the west with the target from places a day. Even if a free term, they may extend voter registration. Then we tell them workers, the fire people will left their office and then back to take for the register. But what I mean they say this ID card that composing, it is mandatory. It will be attached to many facilities. So we beg people learn, many car out the register.
If you go make a suggestion to the government,
they ask the Ministry of Finance, let the help with finance. If they help with finance, they will not have, I believe also, we will reach a target for register the entire cost. May I encourage district councils then? Because UNICEF protocol for themselves, all between below 6 years of age, 1 year to 6 years, will provide them with free birth certificates. Let me know the importance of birth certificates to picking them. There are 50 by law of picking them, particularly in the provinces, all their birth certificates. We are now registering the future voters then. And mind you, this is the last mass registration we take place by this country.
In name na Fury Kamara and in the Director General na the National Civil Registration Authority and be the end of interview day with reporter Usman Kamara who say it talk about challenge them where the authority they get we come to the registry where they go on right now where na the civil registration na the country the program you listen to na meet the show and they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. You can be part of the program by way how you go send text message to the number 077-981-981 so that you go comment on the issue them we they discuss. Well, inside the studio this afternoon we get Victor Shilon in a solar technician na Energen Wow we na one solar energy company in the country. Good afternoon Victor and welcome to the program Meet the Show.
Thank you. Good afternoon, listeners.
We seem we so get Mr. Muhammad Bangura in a lecturer, Department of Sociology and Social Work, Nafobi College, University of Sierra Leone. Good afternoon, sir, and welcome to the program, Midday Show.
Good afternoon, Fambolem.
Okay, we go to you, Victor Shilom, solar technician na Energen Huawei na energy company, or una they deal with solar energy na the country. But first, we see this being even though government they try to put things in place for make energy business a priority, we see the EDSA and other things then, but we also see the renewable energy where na solar where don't they gain momentum, different people they show interest, and we see this the government the country. First start for tell we how this development done then at the country, or how far reaching as somebody where they work with solar and other things that we get for do with solar. How una see the spread of this na the country, the use of solar energy na the country?
Yeah, thank you for this question. You know, solar business come into this country like because we notice people they really they strain for light. Although yes, we the solar come in this country for complement government efforts towards light situation in this country. You know, solar very 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 important in any country. You know, this company come into this country for like the least man in a village able for use solar, and solar business obviously na all man business because solar is good for everybody. If anybody go into solar, I believe say everybody not go sleep inside dark. Everybody go able for use solar because solar don't really really come to a stage where it is affordable for everybody. And solar it help the environment, you know, it make it friendly to the environment. Like if you compare solar to generator, you compare solar to other energy, other source of energy, I mean now solar they take over the world. Solar they make the environment the really smooth for people, make people the able for like live within the environment with no air pollution, no hazard, no environmental hazard. If I can say, Mr. Moderator, solar is good for everybody.
Okay, we see Energen Wow, we na the company where you come out, una the deal in solar and other things. Then first of all, tell we about this company also, or this group where you come from. What do you do so far when you come to solar energy na the country?
Okay, good question. Energen Huawei done into this country for years now. Energen Huawei done do a lot of installation. Now Freetown, up the province, all over the country, right? But like Energen Huawei come with a good initiative because Energen Huawei been into big system and will still do big system. Energen Huawei come with a smaller system wherein everybody go able for like afford the small system. Wherein the small system, the manor village self, they go able for use solar. Wherein the solar is really affordable, they at least as 4,000 per day. Where somebody go for pay 4,200 per day for use solar. It gets a stages where somebody go pay for. Mr. Maru, as I can talk, solar good for everybody.
So una they operate all over the country, or like na free to normal una they operate, or una don't spread una wings them all over the country?
Okay, make I say this to people. Solar, this is all my business. This solar business, it don't spread all over the country. If you can check within Freetown, not only Freetown will stop, we decide to go up the province, and not only one side of the province will stop. We go Bo, Kenema, Makeni, Moyamba, all over. As I can tell you, we get a lot of agents there where they spread all over the country. They reach at the last village, the last mile. We get agent there where they reach there. And if anybody buys solar at the last village from Energen Huawei, we they send installer where they go to the last village to go do the installation.
Okay, they come to you, the program you listen to na mid the show, and they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Well, we just don't be joined at the studio by Benjamin Pratt, in our information officer or PRO at the Ministry of Sports, and they also for talk about the Leon Star versus Kenya game tomorrow. Good afternoon and welcome to the program, Benjamin.
Good afternoon to you and good afternoon to listeners out there. I'm happy to be here.
Okay, we they come to you, Benjamin, but quickly we they go to Mr. Mohamed Kamara. We come out from Mr. Mohamed Bangura, sorry, we come out from the Department of Sociology and Social Work now for Big College. They are so this afternoon for a talk about intellectual property. We na a seminar una get for all this before the 13 and the 14 of this month. Yeah, so first of all, tell we waiting we mean or waiting we mean where we talk about intellectual property, because Bokuman will listen not gonna know waiting this mean.
Intellectual property, they refer to the creations of the mind. When they say creations of the mind, it get for do with inventions, it get for do with literary and artistic works, it get for do with symbols, it get for do with names, it get for do with images, it get for do with symbols, and all them inventions and their names and their images and they use them in commerce. Like for example, patent, now it fall under the category of inventions, and most of the inventions and they promote the life of people them all over the world. They make things them very easy, and also it enhance research. Most countries then today they don't benefit simply because of waiting, then they invent, like Japan, like previously America, but don't they dominate, and they still they continue for dominate. That's aspect of waiting, patent or inventions. Then we also they look at the literary and artistic works. The literary and artistic works again for deal with novels, poems, plays, themes, music, and artistic works such as drawings, sculptures and paintings. All them things then they get for do it the rights of people them. What are the rights? The one them where they invent, they don't use them sense for make. In as much as they don't use their sense for make, then get a moral right for benefit from waiting they don't sort of invent or make. So as a result, then get for waiting commercialize some of them thing then they. Like right now inside this studio all day, you see this bulb, not so? This bulb, somebody they will make them. And this person here, it don't sort of expend a lot of money, it don't put energy into it. Not so for just make it get up in the morning, it is already it don't sort of put in place, it go in vain. No, it go one sort of benefit from waiting, it don't really put in place. So as a result, governments they're all over the world, organizations like the African Regional Intellectual Property Organization, where they headquartered in Zimbabwe, together with the World Intellectual Property Organization, they don't work for CCA, they enhance or promote intellectual property as part of the inspirational roving seminars where the African Regional Intellectual Property, they sort of conduct now member states. Then they start in Malawi the 20th and the 21st of March. So this roving seminar, then thought it fits Sierra Leone for benefit from the roving seminars and where the African Regional Intellectual Property they organize. So they decided to let them collaborate with what? With the University of Sierra Leone for ensure so we get a seminar on the 13th and the 14th of June. Najala University, Mokoni campus.
Okay, you talk about intellectual property, where you get for do it, anything where somebody creates in mind and try for put them out for like benefit from them, where like somebody go say, well, this na me own creation, this na me own, and na me get this property, so based on me own sense. Within be known be mechanism where the country or where authority them don't they put in place for make sure say people them right to then property or then creation that wouldn't they make, let them get them and benefit from her and leave post, you know, go just come take them and make use of her with the original somebody we create them no benefits. Wouldn't we don't be intervention of government before now, before this seminar, so for lay people them able for getting benefit also from them thinking.
Yeah, okay. Intellectual property, as we say, now the creation of the mind, we you get for do inventions then, but it divided also into two. We get industrial property, we get for do it patent, trademarks, geographical indications, and industrial designs. Then you get copyright and related rights. So, but before this time, intellectual property gets recognition internationally based on what? The Paris Convention of 1883. Then you also get the Bern Convention of 1883, then the Paris Convention of 1886. So then conventions and they internationally they be done day for try for CC, the one them will be done they invent, the one they be done they write book, when they write poem and plays, and then rights are protected. But now we go to call national jurisdiction, where we expect Then treaties and the Paris Convention and the Bern Convention, they exist under which the auspice of the World Intellectual Property Organization forces it globally state them, then be signatory to them conventions and they or treaties and they. In as much as they then are member to them to the Paris Convention, the Bern Convention, and the other conventions, then go benefit. But Sierra Leone, one of the important conventions and where we feel say if Sierra Leone be signatory to, like the Madrid Agreement or the Madrid Union or the Patent Cooperation Treaty. Wherein if somebody don't sort of invent na Sierra Leone, you just need to file a single application. When you file a single application, that single application they take effect na the other member states then. When a very good but Sierra Leone not a signatory to that convention or treaty. Then we get the Madrid Union or the Madrid Agreement. We get for do trademarks. We get for do trademarks as well. So if somebody sort of don't, if a country don't be a member to the Madrid Agreement or the Madrid Union, it is to say if somebody file a single trademark application as Sierra Leone, automatically all the members then were signatory to
the international scene.
Yes. All members then were signatory to the Madrid Agreement or the Madrid Union, automatically then will protect that trademark they when are from Sierra Leone. But with government, we need the political will so that we go see say we country be signatory to then treaties and then convention. We don't get the repeal Copyright Act 2011, which is very popular, where they concentrate on copyright. Another aspect of copyright, get for do it waiting, musical works. That is what is popular.
When they come to the Copyright Act, we myself get interest on where like we get for can talk about more. When they come to you, we push the program before, we also get na the studio, Benjamin Pratt, we na PRO na the Ministry of Sports, and they also for talk about the game with Leone Star get tomorrow against Kenya at the National Stadium. Welcome again, Benjamin, to the program Meet the Show.
Thank you very much.
Okay, one of the listen you right now go get a question we now how prepared is Leone Star for the game tomorrow against Kenya? How prepared we they?
Thank you. Sierra Leone, the national team, Leone Stars, they are well prepared and more than ever before. And the team already don't go on a camp since Sunday last week, and then camp na Hill Valley Hotel, and they have then done the train every day, and some people in Godoya, you see them go do a friendly match with Liberia, where the results na me one against Sierra Leone. So every day since they return on Tuesday, them in the train, and all the professionals so far we call, they all don't come, and then they train with the team even before they come. So then go train at Shaka Stevens Stadium, and the Kenyan team as well don't come. Thinking about preparedness, the Sierra Leone coach, we na John Kista, I just talked to him. He tell me and he assure me, and the captain as well, Zengele, also assure me, say this is a match where they want for win, and this is the first match, and they don't see where Sierra Leone show up na the Confederation of African Nations Cup, where so they want for show up this time come 2019 na Cameroon.
Okay. How important this game yesterday to Sierra Leone, because we understand say this now part of the qualifying series, one for know the group with Fenwisef and whose chances we get for qualify now this group of Fenwisef. Just highlight more on that.
Sierra Leone don't say we will show up now the Nations Cup, the CAF Nations Cup, and we don't only appear the two team. And we come out with bad results, but this time it's over 20 years now. They wonder where they listen. So if you look now, most of the young journalists and stuff not been able to see where Sierra Leone may play the Nations Cup. But this time, want for make this new generation here. So see, we get the team. We get the team for reckon with, and want for go na the Nations Cup 2019. This is very important to us because this now first match and our home match. right? The first match not away. This is now first match in our home match. And it also important to us because this is not the very first time Sierra Leone they use all Sierra Leone coach and Sierra Leone backroom staff. We don't get no foreign coach this time, and the whole team now like now young players them way they're all day in their age, you know, in their 20s, you know, and then they play with their counterparts, same thing like that way, you know, they're the same age than they so we need from you in this first match, yeah, so if we get more chance for succeed for go now the qualifying, because after this match here, yeah, all the return legs then now next year we'll get for play them, so therefore we need for win this match here, yeah, soon at home at all cost.
So who's assurance where somebody go get, because most of the time concern them when they raise now that the international player them way on a kid don't call when they come, even the home base player them can prove and pass them, but like then can favor the international player them than the one within the home base, and the international player then can go well with game after as concerned with people then raise. Who's assurance where the technical side or the ministry go give say this team here so as something different, and we will see the better side of Leone Star.
Well, you see, that's the beauty of football match. Football match, you know, they will predict the match until the last minute when they get free blow the game over, right? You people don't go out for say that because sometimes they really they get some points. Sometimes they some of we foreign based players they can call, then can get what we call tired legs or jet fight. Maybe then come today, tomorrow then go play, right? But this time around, it not happen. All the foreign based player then don't come since Tuesday, and they don't begin training with the team together since Tuesday to date as I am speaking to you now. So that's nothing to say we encounter, and they don't understand themselves very much. Then some of them they when they play to themselves now, yeah, so and some then they where they play with themselves also now the foreign team when they play. So in terms of combination and understanding is there. Right, so I don't want to make let the people then begin doubt that. Let us go out tomorrow in thousands for go support Leone Star. Remember, say the fans them now the 12 man at the pitch, right? So let them go out tomorrow. Now that's make we not tamper with the prize, the same prize we used last year, now the same prize we use back this year. Open stand 15,000 Leones, cover stand 50,000 Leones, and presidential stand 250,000 Leones.
Okay, continue for the within the program. In name na Benjamin Pratt, in information officer at the Ministry of Sports, and they also for talk about the game where Leone Star get against Kenya tomorrow. But not forget the program you listen to now meet the show, and they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. If you do not host, you feel strongly about the issue that we already discussed here this afternoon, you can be part of the program by way of you can send text message to the number 077-981-981. Again, not forget to get we live on Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. We push the program go before and bring you another issue. The Minister of Finance and Economic Development say one way for implement the country in Public Financial Management Act 2015. Now, where the act they for support for government for manage the country in corporate business well. He say now for make all government and department them close all them account them and begin for operate one account when at the treasury single account. Fatima Sisi been there at the Ministry of Information and Communication then June 8th press conference. Usai, the minister will make this statement and go now report.
Thursday, June 8th, 2017, authority then from the Ministry of Finance and Economic Development together with the Bank of Salome be update journalists then on waiting on the happen at the country in corporate sector. Inside the Minister of Finance and Economic Development, Momodu Kago say, now because government don't manage the country economy well, make the International Monetary Fund, IMF, don't continue for this support to Salome under the ICF program, as the country is said don't get other program with IMF, where cost about $224.2 million United States dollars.
This new program covers the period 2017 to 2020. It is basically designed to consolidate the work that we have been doing, that is one. It is basically also designed and of focusing attention on revenue mobilization.
Where is the background to the ICF program from the International Monetary Fund, IMF? The Minister of Finance and Economic Development say this program now one way IMF they do for support the economy of different countries.
You can see Nairobi is experiencing an unfavorable balance of payment. By providing the balance of payment support at concessional rates, the ECF program works to enhance and build our foreign exchange reserves. Their usual focus and emphasis is on balance of payments.
Where it be talk, but some panic criteria they forget the IMF support. The ECOWAS Commission report is say ECOWAS member states them will want to develop fast for able for collect 30% of the domestic revenue when a corporate government and they collect from the local collection. At least 30% when they measure according to the country in gross domestic products GDP. And salon in GDP in about 30 trillion. What means say the country in 30% domestic revenue, na 9 trillion. But the country is still may collect 3 trillion as domestic revenue. But it clear say, domestic revenue, where na the local corporate different government when they gather from the country, na corporate government they need for run the affairs of the different states then. And because of this, it's a government will begin implement certain structure then, where they make the country able to gather the 9 trillion domestic revenue, where salon supposed for the collect every year.
In other words, if you want to talk to me as IMF, do this first. When you have achieved it, then you can come and then we can talk business. And what were these revenue measures? We have to undertake to eliminate import duty and tax exemptions on everything coming at the key, except for those governed by conventions, international or bilateral agreements ratified by Parliament. The second action we had to take was that we had to commence the application of royalty on mineral exports using only best available international market price, as it's in the Mines and Minerals Act. The third prior action is that we had to impose a 20% CRF duty on all vehicles, on all imported vehicles valued at $25,000 and above. These are now ongoing. The last item that we had to do was we had to submit to Parliament also the Financial Management and Control Bill, which mandates MDs to domicile all their funds in the Consolidated Revenue Funds.
When they talk about the three benchmark already this program gets, ministry and department then is say we get for close all the accounts then and begin for operate under one account where they call Treasury Single Account.
We had enacted what is known as a Public Financial Management Act last year, 2016. In other words, we have a brand new way now of doing government business. And that is encapsulated in the Public Financial Management Act. But there are now have to come up with rules and regulations that will oversee the implementation of the act. And so we are to finalize that those public regulations to govern the Public Financial Management Act as soon as possible. Work has been going, various drafts are available, and various consultants are in the country. Together with our staff, we're doing the work, and there is a target of trying to conclude that work by the end of this year. The second structural benchmark is, now listen to this, all ministries, all departments will be required to close all their accounts and transfer all their monies to the Treasury Single Account. I repeat that, it's a materially important undertaking. All ministries, all departments will be required to close all their accounts and they start to operate under the Treasury Single Account. We are already experimenting on that, how that will work.
The last benchmark is say, now for look back inside the country in salary structure.
The current wage system in the government across the board is very, very, very challenging. And that is why we have a wage bill of about 150 billion to 160 billion euros. and that is proving challenging because that amounts to 64% of all domestic revenue generated. We are required to take a series of reform measures that will bring the wage bill in line in accordance with best practices in other areas.
One concern will be clear inside this meeting, now the outcome of the austerity measure where government will implement for reduce the plenty couple where they say they don't spend for run the affairs of the country. The deadline for this program don't already pass, and government will say that they implement this austerity measure for make them able to forget a couple from the plenty side like the travel allowance with other one them. But inside the press conference, journalists then they want to know the outcome of this austerity measure. But the Minister of Finance and serve the Deputy Bank Governor at the Bank of Salon not be able to forgive the outcome of the austerity measure to journalists then inside this meeting. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Mina Fatima Sise, the report.
Plenty thank you to Fatima Sise for that report. The program you listen to now meet the show, and it comes to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. You can be part of the program by way how you can send text message to the number 077-981-981. And me with the bring come today in edition of the program meet the show. My name na Abdullah Ibla. We the push the program go before, and we they come to studio guest them as we go get more information from them. Well, I come to you again, the solar technician Victor Chilon, and he represents Energen Huawei na a solar company. I understand say una get different products them way like una come with us way for distribute or for sell to people them way go on for make use of them. Just go through some of them and how una they build them.
Okay, thank you. We get different product as you say. The first product we go explain to people them, we get the lantern. The lantern na multi-purpose. You get different way ideas and at the same time na waterproof. But the lantern ain't not to like pay as you go. The lantern na 100% payment.
That is the buy them.
With the buy them instant, yes. Okay. Which is very reasonable for everybody. Everybody can afford them. Not to like that expensive. And this one, so you don't need extra battery. Na power bank. At the same time, it will charge your phone. At the same time, you can use it as torch light. And not stop there then. At the same time, it gets two stages of light. It get dim, then it get bright. And soft touch. When you touch and light, small, it bright dim. When you touch and two time again, it brighter, become brighter. You know, not like the lantern. Then again, it get in solar panel. Where you no need for buy extra battery. You just fix your panel outside to the sun. Then it charge the lights. At the same time, you can plug your phone into it, it charge your phone. Or if you want to move with them, it move with them, go anywhere, put in your pocket. Very small way, it go in a pocket. You can go in your pocket, you move with it. If you travel, go up, lots of lights now day, you can travel, go turn day. Then when you run out of battery in your phone, you can just pull the same lights, will get on a power bank at the same time for charge your phone. It charge your phone as well. That's my one. Then we'll get another product. Well, this other product, this one's on the lighting pack. This lighting pack, it gets four bulbs, they get in solar panel, they get in power pack when I store the power for use at night. Then it gets radio, then again it gets touch light, it gets in keypad. All this thing away they see, so we the company they install them for you and it costs you anything. As soon as you do your down payment for this product, or they do the installation for you, it doesn't cost you anything. You know, like these four bulbs, if so inside somebody gets room and a parlor or two room and a parlor, when they fix that one night parlor, one night veranda, the two rooms that will fix for you there. Just like how normal wiring go on in the house. Now the same thing is you get all in cable them, all in other gadgets and win will install in your house and it costs you nothing. Then instead, how in there, now pay as you go. And with the company says like not everybody get the bulk money for pay for solar or for buy solar. So the company decides say now, the least man of village is capable for like use this kind of system where you not go sleep inside dark and only for use battery light anymore. The least man of village now will get three stages of payment. The least man is okay, are you for afford 4,200 per day? It can for get this system with four but we sell them for you where you phone not going out of battery, they charge your phone as well. Then again, if you say the 4,000 by day is too short, it deserve to take the weekly. Weekly in a 30,000. he paid 30,000 per week. Then again, he said the 30,000 per week is too short again. You can therefore go monthly.
Okay.
Monthly.
Apart from the way how you use them for, because this sort of one here, where you say you get bored, because other things. But you're able for, apart from where you charge your phone, you're able for connect like a television, a work for you?
Okay, good question. Okay, now this will get AC system on an alternative current. When a normal light, like the one we NPA they produce, when a normal light, we'll get DC system. This also a cutting package on a DC system, right? Like we got the television package. The television package in 7 days, but now DC television. Where at the same time, you did for use television, but not to AC television.
Not all kind of television.
Not all kind of television you use. Get your own television where it can with. But that one they said everybody can afford. Everybody can meet to the cost of them. So like look at them now. Instead of young cost, they as low as 13,000 per day. Well, everybody can afford them. If me they get 13,000, me not a businessman, and they sell 50,000 every day, then by 50,000, I put 13,000 for pay for this TV pack. I mean, I can afford them. I can forget them. I'm out a user, and it not stop me. I get a receiver. That television already together, so it gets a receiver. What that receiver there, you can get more than 1,000 channels, free channels them. You just need for get you dish and LMB. You for use them.
Okay. If somebody want for contact to now, because I know say una get different other product and service them we una they offer to people and we come to solar energy. If somebody want for contact to now, how this will be possible?
Okay. Now we address the number 7A Cantonment Road, off Kiama Road. Then commonly they call the place Red Pump. I don't know office, a smart building. I don't know office. They say somebody won't forget we can come our office. But again, we agents, as I say, we agents and they all over the country. Freetown agents and they. You go upline agents and they. So if somebody buy products in Freetown, it tell we can go, let's say for instance, it tell we go to Kailan or the last village. Just tell we the area where you the village day. Installer they go fix them for you because we got installer there up the province all
okay,
over.
Okay, continue for day with me at the program. We come to Mr. Muhammad Bangura, lecturer, Department of Sociology and Social Work now from Bay College. They also for talk about intellectual property, right? And then get a seminar where go be the 13 and the 14 of this month. Mr. Bangura, tell me about this seminar. So how it get for town like we una get for all now the Jala Makunde campus.
Well, this seminar is a continuation of the previous seminars and where the African regional intellectual property don't they organize in other countries in Malawi, Mozambique, Kenya, South Africa, and Uganda. So Sierra Leone, the benefits as a result, Sierra Leone are a member of the African regional intellectual property organization way based in Zimbabwe. So this seminar go take place in Jala Makunde campus the 13th to the 14th of June. With the bring come 100 participants from the University of Sierra Leone and other universities and tertiary education institutions. We get the Eastern Polytechnic, then we're part of that particular seminar day. We get the Ernest Baikroma University of Science and Technology, we get University of McKinney, Freetown Teachers College, we get Milton Magai College of Education and Technology, we get the Sierra Leone Agricultural Research Institute, and then we get some other big alleged them from the TEC, we know the Tertiary Education Commission, and other IP experts.
So what's now the specific issue them way like una get for go talk on or deal with inside this seminar way una they organize?
Well, one of the mandates of the African Regional Intellectual Property Organization, we collaborate with the University of Sierra Leone, really one for promote, they really want for support how we can for improve so that we get more people them for be creative, we get more people them for be innovative. So as a result, we go for develop economically because society want for progress because we feel say we life go be easy. So in as much as all man want live easy life, so one of the means where they make we life easy now through technology. Let the brother talk about solar system in Naya. You know, we don't see how now we don't move from that bulb trade where they burn, you know, a lot of electricity to the one now where they save. Even light goes safe, you still see the above the light. So, na then thing and they we want for really promote, and we also go for the discourse, but different as different concept of intellectual property. We go for going to detail about patent, we go for going to detail about trademark, we go for going to detail about geographic indications, we go for look at the registration process where somebody will benefit. I talk about the patent cooperation treaty. I talk about the Madrid Agreement and the Madrid Union, where you can file a single international patent. If you don't invent Naya, a single international patent, then you that particular patent say or that particular invention it will be protected now other member states when a signatory to that convention. And also we get for discuss how we as academics we they do research. Most of them research then they will need to really benefit, because the IP policy will not get university IP policy. So African regional intellectual property organization don't see say no. We get most academics away where they research, but then research then they're not profitable to them, because they don't know the means or the how for waiting, how for protect them particular IP assets then they. So in as much as we know, so in as much as we not get an institutional IP policy or intellectual property policy, so this seminar they go create, you know, the way so that we don't forget institutional intellectual property policies.
Okay, well, we'll talk about the research work where they happen at university them, like then they will say na a more academic and they up that strata day. But you talk about like you get one young girl or one young boy where like they do in smaller IT, you know, until they do poem or you do if na other forms of writing, maybe then take and publish an in a magazine or other side them, like they don't sit to them, they don't give them anything or something, they don't even consult or something. If they make arrangements, maybe they don't give them nothing, then we sell that paper there in material the way you think we write. How una get permission say una target then can issue them? Yeah,
well, enforcement compliance now one of the problems then you just say, well, currently when they look at copyright, when they say intellectual property, Sierra Leone, more or less, now that will focus with attention, copyright. We only get for do it novels, poems, plays, as you mentioned. Copyright, no sooner you don't think. If the idea then are your brain, for example, me now I publish poet with Sierra Leone Writer Series. I publish a book of poetry with a title, Waves of a Rainy Mind.
Okay.
You know, so if all them poems and then I made, 62 poems and then I made, and not fix them, automatically I not get any copyright to that particular, because it is a not it didn't have a brain. So copyright, no sooner an idea is fixed, automatically it is protected. You understand? Automatically it is protected.
So where you get a form, like you don't write,
yes, you don't write a book now. Exactly. You don't write it in the form of a paper or a letter or any write up. Automatically you don't get right to her. You not like trademark. So it gets 50 years plus the life of the author. So you're alive plus 50 years.
Okay. Continue for the routine of the program. I come to you, Benjamin Pratt, PRO Ministry of Sports. This text message come inside. We say, sir, say that game day na game we need to how na prepare for that game day, and it come out from Ramadan Mubarak where the Oba Lunge. People talk about preparation and they still think say Sierra Leone will not get that culture of winning games so easily, and maybe some man will forget say we'll win this game here, but that's not the fear and the people in mind, and even though we then go and give them support, but then afraid how who's difference this game here so will create compared to the other games that we don't get.
You know, as part of the rebranding of Sierra Leone, the suggestion them will put them all to test this time around. It don't reach a time where also we get a foreign based coach. Would they say the foreign coach you not to understand the players them, so he puts player X as against player Z. So this time around we get a former captain of Sierra Leone. We don't play for Sierra Leone, we're not John Kista. We get the whole batch of the players them women win zone 2-2 team. Now they're all in at the technical team this time around. They are all Sierra Leoneans. And also we get 18 foreign beast players, the winner Sierra Leoneans, them, they all don't play with themselves during the past AFCON qualifiers. We they all understand themselves, and I can tell you, we can always look for cry with self down at this country. But again, Sierra Leone are the team we other African team they all with a very very high esteem. Had it not been for just a mere miss, Sierra Leone before defeats the defending champion winner Ivory Coast the last game we played last year, and before go the just concluded all African games. So the team is well together. As I say, the team don't date together since Tuesday, and they all the train together. This time I will not get no player away. You say camp today, they go fill them in for play tomorrow. Okay. So for the discipline at the camp, a day, and the high spirits of the players them also a day, and after a long time we don't get to what we call camp commandant. We now two camp commandants we get, we people them, we then can say we call them player they are coming, we want to begin disturb them at camp. It's not possible this time, right? So these are all the PPR, or these are all the measures they will don't put in place. We will be so seen a mere shortcomings of the national team, and for pay them the appearance fee already don't set for be paid. And
that the player then?
Yes.
Okay.
Then player then the appearance fee will be paid, and the winning goal bonus also will be paid when this now all now motivation to them. Right? So if now the people in the app,
so waiting for the
they are well prepared, and this match we want for winner, and this, you know, say this will be a cutting razor for Sierra Leone for we all the rest of who match them.
So in just few seconds, waiting and I expect from Sierra Leoneans them tomorrow.
Well, we expect say people then will genuinely and honestly go and buy them tickets, because there will be no room for them for scale over and the wall of Shaka Stevens Stadium, or no bypass, no deal for them tomorrow. Make them not try them, because the security will be watertight, seriously. And the ticket price, the ticket then will be out for sale by this evening to tomorrow morning. 15,000 open stand, cover stand 50,000, presidential 250,000.
So, almost o'clock the game they start.
Kickoff will be at 4:30. It's just in that's not the African time, because not only no more they play other team themselves, they play other country and they play today. Tomorrow it's all about the opening match of the Confederation of African Football qualifying for 2019.
Okay,
we place with Cameroon, Ethiopia, and Kenya in the same group.
Okay, plenty thank you for dealing with me at the studio. In name na Silva, in name na Benjamin Pratt, in our information officer at the Ministry of Sport, and we don't there this afternoon for telling with Sierra preparedness towards this the upcoming game against Kenya winner tomorrow and 4:30. And after I don't get Mr. Muhammad Bangura, lecturer at Department of Sociology and Social Work for Big College, University of Sierra Leone, and beyond there, so for talk about intellectual property, and then get them seminar where they come up the 13 and the 14 of this month, so within the organize na Bo na Mokandi campus, Jala University. And before also we don't get Victor Shilon in a solar technician, Energen Wow winner solar energy company, and they be done in the program this afternoon. We now meet the show. I go and say please thank you to now for be part of this program here. So So the program midday show go tap for today. Plenty thank you to my colleagues, them who don't go out and about, for bringing on a different report them and interview them now the program, and me guess them we don't make the program how it be. So today to me producer them Khadija Bangura and Alex Lawrence Kuruma. Plenty thank you to now and me technical support man when Otis Parkinson Thomas. Me we don't bring this edition of the program midday show to now today, Friday, when the last day inside the week. My name is Abdullahi Blas. So till next week, where the same program as so go day and line up for now. For now, I go say tata and get yourself a wonderful weekend.